It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Greenland's ice is melting roughly four times faster than it was over a decade ago. That's according to a new study published this week. And scientists say that the accelerated melting is likely to speed up sea level rise on a global scale. For more on the impact of this melt, I'm joined now by Maddie Stone. She's a science journalist and the managing editor of the website Earther. Thanks for being with us, Maddie.
Good to be here, Tanzina.
So, for novices like myself, what is the difference between a glacier and sheet ice? Let's start there.
So this is a good distinction because it relates pretty directly to this study. So you can think of glaciers as like these rivers of ice. So you have Greenland, which is this giant island in the middle of the North Atlantic, and it's covered in ice. It's covered in a giant sheet of ice. But then there are these glaciers, which are these rivers of ice, which kind of conduct some of that ice into the ocean. So you can think of them as these frozen rivers that are dumping ice out to sea. And this is where we typically, when we talk about ice loss and we think about glaciers receding, it's these glaciers are what kind of sometimes calve and pop these icebergs into the ocean in really dramatic fashion. But then there's also a different way that Greenland can lose ice, and that's by melting on the surface of this broader ice sheet, which encompasses most of the island. So there are parts of Greenland that don't have these rivers of ice flowing into the ocean, where you can still get surface melt, especially in the summertime when air temperatures rise above freezing. And under the right conditions, that surface melt can either percolate to the bottom of the ice sheet and then flow out to sea, or it can pool up on the surface and potentially kind of create channels over the surface and flow out to sea that way. So it's these two different modes by which Greenland can melt and lose mass. And we're concerned about both of these processes in a warming world.
Do we know what the cause of this melt is?
Well, the short answer is rising temperatures. So the short answer is, humans are warming the atmosphere with our emissions of greenhouse gases, primarily carbon dioxide. So as we burn fossil fuels, we emit these heat-trapping gases that's causing the atmosphere to warm. And it turns out that over Greenland and over the Arctic as a whole region, climate scientists know that temperatures are warming about twice as fast as the globally averaged rate. So that's the short answer, is that this is caused by human-caused climate change, by our carbon emissions. The slightly longer and more nuanced answer, something that this new study got into, is that in years where we have an unusually warm summer for Greenland, so in years where you have the weather on top of the background warming, you see this kind of amplified melt. And so that was kind of an important finding of this study. It is human-caused climate change, but on top of that, essentially, the Greenland ice sheet is having a harder and harder time dealing with a little bit of extra warmth due to an unusually warm summer as a result of certain weather patterns in the atmosphere. These study authors actually were able to document a fourfold acceleration in melting on the surface of Greenland between 2003 and 2013. So that's a really dramatic speed up. This is the sort of thing that should really, you know, make everyone kind of open their eyes and ask what's going on here.
So is there anything that can be done to stop it?
Well, the thing that can be done to stop it is sort of what climate scientists have been telling us for decades now. We really need to bring down carbon emissions, and we need to do so on a global scale, and sort of move forward with a concerted effort to rapidly ramp down carbon emissions and switch to non-fossil fuel sources of energy.
Maddie Stone is the managing editor of the science website Earther. Maddie, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.